Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. A short one this week because I've had COVID and I'm still getting over it. But well, in fact, I still have COVID and my energy is slowly reappearing, but only very slowly. So just a short thing this week. But what I did want to do is give you a brief report on the AIM teaching weekend we had a couple of Saturdays ago. So AIM, if you're not familiar with it, stands for AIM, Athens Institute of Ministry, something originally begun in Athens, Georgia. And this is the version for the United Kingdom and Ireland. You can find all the details if you go to AIMUKandIreland, all one word, .com, and you'll see all the courses that we offer there. And this most recent one was on Christian doctrines. And we looked at specific doctrines, but we also tackled the whole point, what is doctrine and why does it matter? And I have to tell you, the first class or two from Douglas at the beginning, for me, were worth the price of admission on their own. Really thinking carefully about the way that we think about what doctrine is. I'm going to share one thought with you for today in this class, in this recording, and then hope and pray that perhaps you might consider signing up for the next module and join us, because I think this information and this teaching is so significant for us all. And so Doug pointed us to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 and following, which talks about the law and using it properly, and about people who are lawbreakers and rebels, ungodly, sinful, unholy, irreligious, kill their parents, they're murderers, sexually immoral, slave traders, liars, and all of these very, in a sense, practical areas of sin, Paul summarizes as, and for whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine that conforms to the gospel. And so he's not listing baptism, repentance, laying on of hands, which he does elsewhere. But here, what he's calling sound doctrine or sound teaching is all connected with the way we live, whether our lives match what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So our lives are as much about doctrine as our intellectual beliefs. Not to say those beliefs aren't important. They certainly are. We talked about that on Saturday. But we've got to put all this together. It's not just a matter of having a tick list of things that are right to believe and making sure we believe them and then we're okay. It's much more than that. That's why I thought it was very powerfully dynamic about what we talked about, Douglas, Andy, and myself, on Saturday. It's not just the intellectual ideas. It is also the way in which we live. And if we can put that together, then we're going to live and teach sound doctrine, and the world will know that Jesus is Lord if we do that. So if that's whetted your appetite, I'll be glad. And I hope you can join us next time. The next module we're doing is church history. So many lessons to learn, good and not so good, from church history. We'll start with the early years of the church, 2,000 years ago, and we'll run right up to the present as close as we can. And the date for that is Saturday, the 3rd of December. So the 3rd of December is the next one. You can sign up. If you're not sure how to do that, go to the website. If you still have problems, email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And either I or our wonderful administrator, Michelle, will get back to you with details about that. I'll bring you some more updates when we have them. But until then, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday. And don't forget, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.